Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.
Welcome back, everybody. You are here on the Up Your Brave show with Natalie Cutler-Welsh on Reality Check Radio. Next up, I'm talking to Kelly Thomas on the topic of chiropractic care for animals. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Thank you so much, Natalie, for having me today. And I've been looking forward to this interview for a long time.
Well, great. And I'm such a fan of chiro, but I don't know much about chiropractic for animals. So I'm going to learn today, and I know my audience will too. If you don't know Kelly, Kelly Thomas is the founder of Kelly Chiro Performance Chiropractic in Clevedon. She's a highly experienced chiropractor specializing in both human and equine. Have I said it correctly?
I think we need to say equine.
Equine. Equine chiropractic care. Let me translate that for you. Horses. Kelly previously managed an equine health center in her home country of France, bonjour, until 2023, where she worked closely with trainers, veterinarians, and other health professionals to provide comprehensive care for horses and riders. She is qualified from both the New Zealand College of Chiropractic and the International Academy of Veterinary Chiropractic and has worked internationally with a focus on improving performance and preventing injuries for both equine and human athletes. So thrilled to have you here, Kelly. I love animals. Most of my listeners know I love people, but I actually also love animals. And I also love natural care and holistically looking at the body. So not just looking at the sore knee, looking at the whole body. And I love that chiropractic does that. Before we dive in to the ins and outs of chiropractic, can you share with us a little story about how you got into this area? I know you come from France. How did you come to be someone that is qualified in this area and helping both humans and horses?
Well, the story goes back, I think, from the time that I was diagnosed with a spine condition called scoliosis. But at the time, I was a teenager, didn't have any pain. And basically what I had been told by the medical doctors is to stop riding, which wasn't going to happen because of my involvement at the time into already owning a horse and going into competition. And basically what I did and what my family brought me to do is to look for alternative care. And you have to know, in France, the access to chiropractic is way less than it is in New Zealand, especially 15 years ago now. And I managed by chance to get myself adjusted. And also what really made the click in me was to meet an equine chiropractor. So I got to observe and I was like, okay, this is it. This is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And in order to be qualified as an animal chiropractor, you have to be first a human chiropractor. So I chose this career when I was 16 and started at 17 years old and did part of my training actually in France for 3 years and then moved to New Zealand. Eventually graduated with both degrees, the human one and then the specialization for all animals. But today I treat mainly equine and dogs in terms of animals. And I also have a human practice here in Clevedon. So yeah, that's the back story of how I got into all that.
What I love about that is, oh my goodness, at the age of 16, you had, you know, what I call a rest of my life moment. Like in that moment, you knew this is what I'm going to do. And you even said for the rest of my life. That's pretty rare. That's pretty cool that that came to you. And did you just follow that path and not really veer off it since?
Oh, no. Straight to chiropractic school at the time. It was direct from, you know, being graduated in high school and never looked back. But to be honest, I also knew within myself, even And that's a cool point to make, is that I didn't have any pain at the time, and I still could see that I was improving, but more so my horses were improving. So, and both of them, they were benefiting from me being adjusted because I was more balanced in themselves as well, obviously.
And if it's okay to ask, how have things progressed for you? Are you still able to ride?
Oh, you know, I never stopped. I never stopped. And which is funny, because I will always have a tendency to be imbalanced on one side, and I know. And getting myself regularly adjusted definitely makes a world of difference. But I also got into obviously years of care, and that is just paying off for the long run.
That's a beautiful segue into my first question, which is really one of the basic questions around, for the listeners that don't know, but also to highlight, what exactly is chiropractic? Because you just said to me, you know, you talked about being balanced. And I know one of my friends who's a chiropractor, she always talks about helping people to fire on all cylinders, is the phrase that she uses. So tell us, what exactly is chiropractic? And then we'll move into how it works and some benefits and things like that.
Sure. So I'll keep it really simple. Chiropractors focus on the nervous system. And so everybody knows that you have your brain being into the skull, and it connects with the rest of the body. And it does so by sending messages. So into the spinal cord first, and then it exits and goes into the nerve, and it goes everywhere. It could be a muscle, or it could be an organ cell. And then it also goes back. Those messages are going traveling up the nerve to the nerve root, spinal cord again to the brain. And so basically that goes for every cell on what to do, when to do it. And that flow needs to be properly functioning. And that's what chiropractors make sure of. Because obviously along the way, you have different areas that could be susceptible of creating interferences. And obviously we talked about the back of already, and that is the spine, a place where those interferences can happen. So chiropractors just analyze, locate, and remove those interferences that may happen along the way. And that's the premise for chiropractic in general. So you can apply that for humans, but same for animals. They do have a brain in the skull and a spine, and all of those places could also be susceptible for interference of those messages. So same thing, different techniques. Obviously, you wouldn't use the same for a dog that you do for a horse and for a person.
Well, that is my next question, actually, like in terms of how does it work? Like, what does it look like? If I was standing beside you as you were treating, let's say a horse, for example, how does that work? Like, where are you standing? Where are you pressing? Are you sitting on them? What does it look like?
That's a common question. Well, I do move around a lot, for sure. I use sometimes also the owner help me, or the handler. But most of the time, when I was by myself in my own facilities, I would have no one, and just me and the horse, and no restriction. Because, you know, especially horses, they like to be feeling free of movement. And so where do I stand is for me to access. It could be a fetlock, or it could be the spine. Then I move my body accordingly. Sometimes we have to stand on what we call bells. So that gets us above the spine. And yeah, that is a common place for chiropractors to.
Did you say bales, like a hay bale?
Well, I think the name comes from hay bale, but now we use just big light bell that's easy to move, okay, and you know, they wash it, that sort of stuff. But yeah, it could be a hay bale. I've done it from hay bales in the past. Yeah, into stables that sometimes you just make it up. As long as you know what you're addressing and where to be in place, and you just work with the horse, that's a big or dog. You cannot force an animal to be adjusted, but because they can feel your intention and experience, and they're much faster than humans actually to get what's going on when you adjust them, then they just come close to you. You don't have to chase them, and you don't have to work with confining or being having to do that or the other. They're participating to their own care in a way, which is really cool.
So you think they can sense that energetically you are here to help them, and as a result, they're able to relax their muscles or to not, like you said, not need constraining, not to run away because they know you're here for good. Do you feel like they can sense that from you?
100%. Yeah. So I would lie if I say that all animals at any time would sense that from me. But when I feel this tension, then you have to reassess. Is it the good technique? Is it what the animal needs? Is it the good place, the good time? And all of those parameters, then if you have to force it, it's not obviously ideal, but also it's, you probably have to go back to questioning yourself on that. Because a lot of people, funny enough, more so in France than in New Zealand, but they will ask me like, oh, do I need to do this, that, or the other to make sure that my horse is going to receive the chiropractic care that he or she needs? And it's not a concern for me at all. Because if you do have, obviously, some of the animals that I see are in pain, if you do have pain, then your mission is not to, you know, make it a bad experience for the horse. You're here to help, and you do so by providing chiropractic care, and it works really well.
I mentioned before that I love that it's holistic. It's the whole body. One of the things I've experienced, and only with humans, is how, and I'd love to know if this is the case with some of your, I don't know if you call them clients, you know, the people, but also the animals that come in, is they come in for one thing, thinking, oh, it's my knee, or oh, it's my ankle, but it ends up being something else. And someone else, maybe a physio or someone else that's not quite looking at the body so holistically, might not pick it up. Here's an example. My daughter was a cheerleader, and they're always like flipping and twisting, and sometimes they land on their head and whatever. And I think it was an ankle. She had something, I can't remember what it was. I think it was her ankle that was sore. And where one person would laser focus on the ankle, I love how chiros look at the whole body. And it turned out it was her shoulder, because she's a base, a side base. That means she's often got her hands in the air. She's ready to catch someone, but she always stands on the left side. So it was always one shoulder, not the other, right? So everything was tilted, right? Which is very much a chiro thing, trying to get the body back into alignment. And that's just one of the things I love, is that they could quickly pick it up that she was out of alignment because it was actually her shoulder, not so much an ankle, but it was presenting in the ankle, something like that. Can you talk to me about what things people come in for, mainly for the animals, because I'm just so intrigued with the animals, either humans or animals, what do they come in for? And is it sometimes actually they walk out the door and it was actually something else than what they thought?
Yeah. To answer very shortly, yes, it's often a combination of different areas or even different tissues in one area. And especially with animals, because they can't speak. They can't tell us, this is where I feel the most pain. And as you said, even when you know that, from human care, this is where I feel the pain. Sometimes it's most often a combination of things. And again, as chiropractors, we tend to focus on primarily the nervous system. And we do have different signs that we pay attention to. So muscle tension will be one. But those signs are directing us to address the body where it needs. And you're totally right that horse can have a hind leg, you know, lameness, or in comfort, and we find something in the weather. So this is a totally general, and don't make it as a rule, but that's very, very, very often. And we also have what we call subclinical injuries, or in the case of animals, we often tend to focus on lameness, even though we can have different presentation addressed with chiropractic care, even though that's not my intent to sometimes solve this, that, or the other in terms of diagnosis, but you just work with the body's ability to heal itself. And going back to the very basic acknowledgement about the body is that the nervous system sends messages, and it just needs to work properly. Just need no interference. And when once you remove that, and then the body is able to express itself like it should, which means perhaps having the proper absorption in the gut, and you know, you would have signs of better digestion, and perhaps it'll be something that you can observe in the gait. So lameness wise, and or behavior, or all of that. So you just work with that healing process and making sure, for example, for performance, you even enhance and try to make them push a little bit further every time. When you get into performance gear, this is a lot of the course that I see. They're athletes at the end of the day. So then, you know, you obviously want to prevent injury, but not only.
You want to kind of bring out the best in their ability. Is that right?
Exactly. Yeah. 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 To make them express whatever they can express. So obviously one horse performance might be to, you know, make a dressage test. Another horse might be race horses to run really fast. So, you know, it means different things for different situations.
Yes. Okay. I can imagine there's a lot of benefits. Can you walk us through what are some of the benefits of chiropractic care? Let's do humans because we don't want to leave them out, but for humans first, and then a few for animals, they're possibly the same.
So again, it's an area of things that you could observe in yourself if you get under care, and all of that are consequences of, again, being sure that the body works as well as it should. And so the very common theme is obviously everything to do with a spinal function, and yes, it is a part of it, but also, as I mentioned before, it could be better digestion, better rest, you know, energy levels. If we're talking to about humans, we can communicate on even like brain fog. Like those are very symptoms that we see often, and they're very unspecific. So, and seems to be that holistic approach that we have also have a holistic effect. So, yeah, it's hard to pinpoint to answer your question with a list. I think it just means different things for different people.
Amazing. All right. What kind of changes have you seen, if you're able to give some examples of animals or humans that have come in with whatever it is that they had wrong, and they've seen some real shifts in their mobility or their pain? Can you give a few examples?
Yeah, I think as a lot of practitioner, I've been really impacted by my first few cases. And one of them was a pony that would not take weight. And as a matter of fact, after being under care, will pick up its weight. So I didn't really do anything for that. But that's an example that really still with me today.
Can you just walk me through that? Because I don't know a lot about, or pretty much, and I don't know anything about horses. When you say wouldn't pick up weight, do you mean it wouldn't gain weight or wouldn't take any riders on it?
Oh, sorry. Gain weight.
Okay.
So there's something going on. And we worked with, obviously, the team of vets that we had, but even the vets were not having any definitive conclusion in terms of diagnosis, just something with one of the parameters. And again, I didn't do anything specifically for that, just assess the horse, locate, find and remove those interference within its body. And then it started to work like it should and just regain weight after that. So this is one example that's if you talk to horse owners and or address that sort of example, this is a worry for a lot of horse owners, and anything to do with being able to provide for the animals, because you are responsible as an owner, and when you do everything correctly and still it doesn't work, then you face with a scenario of like, oh, I have to watch my pet suffering. And that really stayed with me. Again, this example is one of the few first cases that I've seen in my career. And I was really surprised even myself for the changes that I've observed after. So that's one example. Obviously, the other very common example is always lameness. So lameness will be a matter of not one session most of the times, and having to observe if that area that creates the lameness as first sort of like move. So you have primary and secondary causes. And once you work with a chiropractor, you often get the opportunity to follow up with the care. And that's not a one-off, because you probably can get the idea of on humans or on horses, the original event that created a problem is often sort of hidden. And that's why we have to make sure that whatever the horse or the animal is presented with to the chiropractor, which could be, again, very general hind leg lameness, it doesn't switch to the other side and then goes to the front. So all of that happens very often. And that's why patients, I often see what are the results and then follow up with what's needed after, resolving an issue like lameness. What does the body do? Is it back on its 100% health, or does it have to be still monitored? And obviously you want to maintain those good results that you have. It's like going to the gym. Yeah, once you got a six pack, you cannot just stop. You know what I mean? And it's the same. You want to maintain, and that's way easier to maintain a good, healthy animal than to bring it back to health.
Yes, and I think that's probably one of the things that some people are good at, the maintenance and booking in and keeping it regular, and other people probably wait until another problem crops up and then they book back in. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about dogs. So if lameness is the most common for horses, what's the most common dog injury or ailment that they present with?
It'll be about the same, but what I've observed in my experience is that basically the dynamics between a dog owner and its animal and a horse owner and its animal are very different. Like the daily amount of time that you spend with a horse is usually less than the daily amount of time that you spend with the dog. So I tend to find that dog owners are very observant of their dogs, especially being pets, being at home, you notice straight away if they jump in and out of the couch with ease or not. Mm-hmm. I think it's not like they have obviously a different anatomy and different body, but the main trend that I tend to see is that the dog owners are probably a little bit early or earlier at picking up on their animal's discomfort. And again, they're very good. I find really good on the side of maintenance for dog owners, because they, it's like their baby. And same for the horse, for, you know, some of my horse owners, but the dogs tends to have a special place into people's heart. And you know, often, like, compared to, you know, it's my kid, I often hear that. And so I am finding it easier to communicate on the fact that, okay, this happened, we solved, or we made sure that this dog is able to be back to health. And now we just got to make sure it doesn't happen anymore. And that's very easy to explain, but to apply, I find my dog owners are very good at it.
I imagine there's not many dog or animal chiropractors around. Are there a lot in New Zealand, or is it quite unusual?
I'll say it's going to grow for sure. So at this stage, it is still unusual, but with the situation of New Zealand being so open to chiropractic in general, and again, I'm coming from France, so I'm comparing those two countries. Mm-hmm. So for human chiropractic, we tend to know what a chiropractor is. So people tend to have an idea. So I think it's just going to grow, and it's just going to have this this like the natural progression of, I get myself adjusted, and again, I see my dog not being comfortable, whatever the reason is, and okay, so let's book in. So you just need to find a good professional around you, and that's coming. You know, people tend to be in Auckland, and then one more, and we are about 20. That I know of being chiropractors and animal chiropractors. And I don't know about, because veterinarians can qualify in animal chiropractic. So you either have to be an human chiropractor or a vet before doing the animal chiropractic studies. So I don't know the numbers for vets that practice chiropractic techniques, but they are. Yeah, there's a few.
So well, that leads me so nicely to my next question, which is around the veterinarians. How do they generally respond to the concept of chiropractic for animals? Are they open to it? Are they skeptical?
Yeah. Again, just in my experience, I never had any bad reaction from vets, knowing that one of their horse or dog was getting adjusted with a chiropractor. Well, and especially me having you know, the proper qualification. So no, it's actually maybe easier, because they tend, in my crowd of friends, they tend to be understaffed anyway, and that was rural. So if an owner is having a problem and they can't intervene, then they're happy that the owner finds the right person. So yeah, never had any issue. Now that I'm in Auckland, maybe it's a little bit different, but I don't find it that the vets are having a problem being having a integrative approach, which means sometimes you have to call on other professionals.
Well, that is good. That's good to hear. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Up Your Brave show. Today, I'm talking to Kelly Thomas on the topic of chiropractic care for animals. If you've been listening, we would love to hear your thoughts. Have you taken your pet to a chiro or yourself? And what benefits have you seen? If you're happy to share a story with us or a comment, you can send that in. Text us 2057 or email inbox@realitycheck.radio. Just about to wrap things up in a moment, Kelly. But before we do, I'd love to ask you, what else do you personally do? I imagine you get adjusted from a chiropractor. What else do you personally do for your own health and well-being to stay healthy and able to do your job?
Oh, well, you said it. I get adjusted for sure. Also, a lot of sports because I just love it as well.
What kind of sports?
Horse riding is one of my big passion. And running, cycling, swimming, all of them. I try to get a bit a balance of sports. So that works well for me. Being outdoor, you know, pay attention to nutrition is a big one. And mental health, especially being a mom, is really important to, you know, fill your cup with just being in silence for 10 minutes here and there. And that's definitely, you know, a lot of simple things, but they add up. And that's what I do for myself.
Well, you are in, I think you're in the young years of motherhood with little ones. I'm not sure how old they are, but I don't know. I feel like it definitely gets easier. Some mothers might disagree, but in my experience, teenagers way easier so far than when they were little and you were constantly having to keep your eye on them. And yeah, I'd love to ask you the up your brave question. If you were to truly up your brave in the remaining months of 2024, what would you do?
Basically keep doing what I'm doing, which is reaching more communities and obviously animal owners for raising awareness that there is a solution to some of the things that they have themselves experienced or observe in the horse or dog, and just make sure that they have these options. And that's, for me, stepping out of my comfort zone by, you know, engaging with new public or this interview speaking opportunities. So I still have bigger plans, and that involves more people than myself, but that will be to create an animal chiropractic association, and that will, you know, get the ball rolling with, again, more momentum and more people, more energy. So that's very exciting to think about.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's going to be 2024 and after, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to Tamara, who connected us. She's from Voices for Freedom, and she connected us and suggested you as a guest. So thank you for upping your brave and coming on. How can people connect with you on the socials or your website? And do you have anything specific coming up that you want to let us know about?
So if people want to reach out, whether it is for a question or a recommendation of some colleagues, if you're not in my part of New Zealand, can definitely direct you towards someone or try. You can reach out on Facebook at Kelly Caro - Performance Chiropractic. You also can have a look or my website at performancechiropractic.co.nz, or just simply reach out through texts and calls. I'm always available and call back my people on 027-450-9661. I'm a bit of an old school. I like texts and phone rather than DMs and stuff like that.
That's all good. We will do our best to also put those links and information on the replay page. But if you missed it, you can send us a message 2057 on the text to get her contact details. Amazing. Is there anything specific coming up in your life personally, or maybe professionally, that you want to share with us?
So for this year, I will be intervening at the Equine NZ Academy. So that's really exciting. I was there yesterday. I'm going to go back. So that's a big thing to be in line with my goals. And hopefully next year we're going to launch the association and a fifth cohort for animal chiropractors to be graduated. I'm also part of that.
That is such a huge undertaking. Good on you. All right. Well, before we wrap things up, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners today?
I would like to share how grateful I am to reach out to so many people. And thank you, Natalie, for having me on board with that. And yeah, just that, simply.
Well, merci and pas de problème, which means thank you and no problem, I think. Thank you so much, Kelly, for coming on as a guest. And thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you for tuning in to RCR, Reality Check Radio. If you like what you're listening to or dislike what you're listening to, either way, we want to hear from you. Get in touch with us now. You can text us with your message to 2057. That's 2057. Or email us at inbox@realitycheck.radio. We would love to hear from you, so connect with us today.